7:10 in the morning now at KFAM. Bob Miller here this morning. And a pleasure, a pleasure once again to talk to Alex Komarnitsky out in Lafayette, Colorado. Talked to him last year. That's over there near Boulder. He's doing something pretty cool. And, hey, Alex, how you doing, pal?
Hey, pretty good this morning, Bob.
Nice to hear from you. I've got you up. I've got the website up. I see that you found our new logo. That's wonderful.
Oh, it looks nice.
It does look nice. What is that, a light bright?
It actually is a light bright, yeah. There's an American flag on a light bright. I figure, you know, I should, some people a little less fortunate than us are having to be overseas this Christmas season, so the least I could do for our troops was to wave a flag in front of the webcam for the world to see along with my Christmas light.
Good for you. Now, Alec, this you've done this how many years?
Well, I've been doing this for a number of years, Bob. There was a little bit of a story in 2004 that it went around the world, and the technology wasn't quite there to allow people to not only view Christmas lights on the web but also control them. And so being a technology guy, it was a simulation. The lights were only changing on a computer screen. But in 2005, it was 100% real, three webcams, 15,000 lights this year, 26,000 last year. And then I'm using a technology called X10 that allows people with the click of a mouse to turn lights on and off and also inflate and deflate some giant inflatables. This year we have Elmo, Santa, Frosty, and Homer Simpson.
And for those listening, maybe I mentioned this last year, that what he's talking about, this X10 system is real, all right? Now you can go to Rise Electronics, as I did, and I've got one myself. So it'll do all sorts of things. It'll turn on lights in different
places. That's right, Bob. Typically, it's used to turn your lights on at dusk and turn them off at dawn. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit of an extreme example.
It's kind of a timer on steroids, if you will.
That's right. Speaking of steroids, by the way, I did wander over to that link of you dancing in the elf there. My gosh, what have you been taking when you did that little juke-a-juke there?
That is disturbing, isn't it?
I actually got that link a couple weeks ago. Someone sent that one to me. It is pretty hilarious.
It's very, very funny. Be sure to, I've got a lot of people, I've told a lot of people, Alec, to watch you there, so be sure to give them a little wave if you can.
Oh, sure, I can give you a wave. I was going to wander outside and say hi to my buddies, the Inflatables. Right now I'm on webcam 3, which is Santa's workshop.
Yep.
And I think what I'll do here is I'll wander outside to Homer Simpson and say hi to my buddies out there.
All right, I see you leaving even as we speak.
This is so odd.
It's something, isn't it? I mean, you can actually talk to the guy and watch what he's doing here. You know, Alec, maybe you should explain to everybody what you're doing this for. I mean, one of the reasons you're doing it, because your kids have this immune disorder called celiac disease, right?
That's correct, Bob. My kids have something called celiac disease. It's an intolerance to wheat or gluten. What that means is no beer and pizza. And so what I've done is the last couple of years I've worked with the University of Maryland Center for Celiac Research. And by having what I call Christmas lights for celiac disease, there's a lot of people that come by and have fun with the inflatables. In fact, if you switch to webcam 1, you should see me waving out there.
There you are, right in front of, who is that, Marge or?
That's Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson, all right. Well, you know, sometimes they look alike. Right.
That's right. But, no, celiac is something that's often undiagnosed or misdiagnosed, so having kind of a zany thing like controllable Christmas lights that anyone in the world can turn on and off is not only a great way of raising awareness, but fortunately, a number of people, even though the website, of course, is completely free, have decided to donate and send money to hopefully help find a cure. So
that's
my hope
cool.
is that when my kids get older, Dad will actually be able to go out and have a beer and pizza with him.
That is such a cool thing. Now, is this different this year, Alec, that you don't turn them on until 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something?
Well, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I turned the inflatables on this morning so you guys could see them up, but the lights, you really don't see them during the day.
Right.
Yeah, and so what I would do is have your listeners come by about 8 hours or so from now, and then, you know, as it gets dark, the displays kind of light up. And I usually let it run until about 10 in the evening.
Right. Well, we've linked it on our website, so people can go to this this evening and turn your lights on and off and inflate your inflatables and all that kind of thing. I just love this thing, Alec. I just think it's so cool.
Who's the monster on the balcony, though? The green guy.
Incredible Hulk.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know my superheroes, I guess.
Oh, that's right. But if you look closely there, if you notice, he's got a little Santa hat on top
there. I think that's very cute.
Yeah, my mother actually did that for me last year.
That's Lou Ferrigno.
Okay. I was getting mixed up with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you thought about doing something like this during Halloween, which has become a really huge outdoor display type holiday?
Yeah, actually I do. I've been doing basically the exact same thing the last couple of years for Halloween. You know, you have the webcams, you control stuff. Typically, instead of inflatable Santa, it's inflatable Frankenstein. And the number of lights in the display is not quite as over the top as this is, but he's a ton of fun. I fortunately have some real good neighbors. The question a lot of people ask is, what do your neighbors think? Because the lights, you know, of course, are blinking quite a bit at night.
Right.
The neighbors actually think it's a lot of fun. The kids, of course, think it's a total riot. The only thing that the moms are potentially annoyed by is every time they bring their kids home from school or in the evening, the kids always say, hey, let's go make a detour by the Incredible Hulk's house.
Does your office always look like that?
Well, it's actually a running joke with my wife, because my wife actually keeps a pretty neat house. But my office is considered hands-off. My office is not normally as cluttered with light brights and all sorts of things, but I do, unfortunately, have a little bit of a cluttered office.
Doesn't Santa over there go up and down the ladder?
He actually went up and down the ladder last year, but let me tell you guys, you know, if you've ever seen this thing, you get it at Costco, it's really cute. But the problem is, if this thing goes up and down the ladder for 6 hours a night, you know, times 30 days, after a while, it just drives you freaking nuts. And especially, you know, the website tends to be pretty popular. You know, if it hits a really popular site like fart.com or something like that, you know, literally people, you know, just tons of people come by, turn things on and off and stuff like that, and
right.
It's just nuts. One thing I might also mention is, you know, the international scope of this, last time I looked, people from 131 countries have come by.
Wow.
And so that's why I mentioned, you know, again, our troops over in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places, I can't, you know, really, you know, make their lives much better, but hopefully, you know, they do have internet access these days, and I guess this is my way of doing a little Christmas cheer, and again, I've got the flag there on the light bright right underneath the KPAM logo.
Right, they can have a little fun turning the lights on and off.
All right.
How are your kids doing, by the way?
Well, they're doing great. You know, celiac, fortunately, is treatable via diet. It's a very strict diet, and it's kind of a pain in the butt. My wife is a real hero in terms of doing that. But, again, the key there is knowing you have it. There's a lot of people who have irritable bowel or other issues, and because it's oftentimes undiagnosed, they go through life feeling uncomfortable. So, again, the awareness aspect of this problem, which research has shown that almost 1% of the population has, many that don't, is kind of a big thing for me.
Alec, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I think what you're doing is really cool and a lot of fun, and that's what Christmas should be. Merry Christmas to you, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas to you too, Bob, and your listeners.
All right, that's Alec out there in Lafayette, ladies and gentlemen, Alec Komarnitsky, in Lafayette, Colorado. You can turn his lights on and off. You can do it tonight. Just go to kpam.com, and we've got the link there for you on my page. Click on my face, and boom, you're there. 7:18, the time, running a little bit late. Sky View Traffic, here is Brian Morris.
Inbound.